SP. Where did I get these rings? I had more stones in mine, didn't I? To Mr. I. Mr. I. My wife had. SP. You gave me a nice ring. Mr. I. No, I did not. I gave it to my wife. SP. Yes, you did. Mr. I. No, I did not. Doctor, you are a selfish, earthbound spirit. SP. Spirit. I'm no spirit. I am a good woman, a good, religious woman. I love Jesus. Doctor, then why are you not with him? You have evidently been dead a long time. SP. I say I am not dead. Oh. My arm, my arm. Mr. G. You forgot that you had a crippled arm. You have been moving it about. SP. Yes, I forgot, but I know where my pains are. Stamping feet. Doctor, when you have a temper you forget your pains. SP. You do not. I have pains just the same. Don't you know that? Doctor, I know you have a temper. SP. I am a good Christian lady. I love Jesus with all my heart and all my soul. He is my savior. Mr. G. To save you from what? SP. From sin. Doctor, then you cannot be so very good if you have sins. SP. Is that so? Say, are we in church? Look at all the people. Did you take me to church? Doctor, this is a place where we release earthbound spirits. SP. Earthbound spirits? What are you talking about? Will you pray, and sing Jesus, lover of my soul? Doctor, no, we will not. Where did you come from? SP. I get so mad when I think of that bed. Why did you take me away from that nice bed? I feel so sad. My back and my arm hurt me so much. My arm is paralyzed. I was shot in my arm. Doctor, who shot you? SP. Ask them. Doctor, did they use a hypodermic? SP. Yes, that's what I mean. I would like to have one more shot. Will you give me just a little? Oh, please, just a little bit. Give me just a little shot in the arm. Doctor, were you a drug addict? SP. I was sick such a long time, and I couldn't sleep, so they put something in my arm. They put it in so many times that my arm got sore, then it seemed to be paralyzed. They put in too much. Doctor, well, now we must hurry, it is getting late. SP. What's the hurry? Where are you going out? Doctor, we are going to help you understand your condition. You have lost your mortal body and are a spirit. This is not your body. SP. Is that so? You only think so. Doctor, this is not your body at all. You are only borrowing it temporarily. SP. How do you know? Doctor, this is my wife's body. SP. I never married you. Doctor, I did not say that. SP. You said I was your wife. Yes, you did. I heard it myself. Doctor, I said you were talking through my wife's body. SP. Have you ever heard of anyone talking through another person's body? Doctor, tell us who you are. SP. Hold my hand, not my arm. Doctor, we will treat your arm, then it will be well. Manipulating arm. SP. Oh. That electric man. Doctor, now your arm is not paralyzed at all. Look at your dress. Is it yours? Where did you get it? SP. Did you buy this dress? Doctor, my wife did. What is your name? SP. Lizzie. Dr. Lizzie what? SP. Mrs. Lizzie Davidson, and I don't want to be called Lizzie. When you speak to me, you must call me Mrs. Davidson. Doctor, now listen to me. I am telling you a fact when I say you have lost your own body, but you do not realize it. You have been bothering that gentleman's wife, Mrs. I, for a long time. You have made her an invalid. SP. I have not been his wife. Doctor, no. But you have been bothering his wife. SP. Coquettishly, to Mr. I, you are a nice nurse, and I like you. Don't you like me? Mr. I. No. SP. I don't want your wife to go to sleep, because when she sleeps I can't stay, and I want to sleep in that nice bed, and have you wait on me. Doctor, you have been keeping that lady awake all night. SP. Because when she sleeps I have to go. Doctor, that is selfishness. SP. I have no home, so I have to make my home with her. She's an awful nice lady. Doctor, now you will have to find a home of your own in the spirit world. SP. Where is that? Doctor, it is the invisible world about the earth plane. Do you believe in heaven? SP. Yes, where God is, and Jesus Christ, and the Holy Ghost. I am going to heaven. Doctor, use a little reason. You lost your physical body long ago. SP. Where did I lose it? Doctor, we cannot tell that. SP. Then how did you find it out? Doctor, you are proving the fact yourself. Do you realize that this is the hand of my wife that I am holding? SP. You are holding my hand, and I am not your wife. Stamping. Doctor, I am holding my wife's hands, and you are talking through her. SP. You are not going to hold me any longer. Doctor, you are talking to us, but we cannot see you. You are invisible to us. Everyone here sees that this is my wife's body. Mr. I. Did you follow Dr. Wickland here this morning? SP. He put those awful things in me. Electricity, then he said, everybody come along with me. 2. Dr. W. Why did you do that and make me get out? And that Indian girl. Silver Star, one of Mrs. Wickland's guides, who had control for a brief time that morning, telling funny stories to attract the spirit's attention. She made me laugh until I got so weak and sick that before I knew it I was away from that lady. I'm so mad. If I could only get hold of that Indian I would wring her neck all right. Doctor, I thought you said you were a Christian. SP. Yes, I am. God forgive me for saying that. Let me pray. I made a mistake. Mr. I. You said the doctor brought you here. SP. He did not bring me in this body. Mr. I. That body has been here all day. You came with the doctor and his wife in their auto this morning. SP. What do you mean by auto? Doctor, don't you know what an automobile is? SP. What is it? Doctor, it is a car that runs by itself. There are millions of them in use now. You lost your body evidently a long time ago. SP. Are you sure about it? When did I lose it? Doctor, I do not know. We do not know you. SP. I told you I am Lizzie Davidson. Let us pray. Doctor, I think you are two-faced. SP. I think so, too, sometimes. Sometimes I have dark hair and sometimes light. The patient had dark hair. Doctor, how can you explain that? SP. I don't know, and I don't care. I only love Jesus. Doctor, where did you come from? Do you know where you are? You are in Los Angeles, California. SP. I am not, I never have been, I never was. I had no money to go there. Doctor, where did you live? SP. In New York. Mr. I. Was it down on 27th Street? SP. No, it wasn't. Doctor, it must be a long time since you were on Earth, for you have not seen automobiles that run without horses. SP. Does the devil run them? Doctor, no, internal combustion. SP. Blab. Blab. Internal combustion. Doctor, what year do you think this is? We think it is 1923. SP. Then you're off. It is 1883. Doctor, who is president? SP, don't you know? Mr. G. Yes, we know, but we want to see if you know. Doctor, I think it is Harding. SP. Wait a little, I have to think. It is Arthur Garfield was shot in 1881, in July. Doctor, is that the last you remember? Can you recall any president later than that? SP. No, just Arthur. He became president after Garfield was shot. Doctor, we have had many presidents since then, Cleveland, Harrison, Taft and many others. S.P. I had a brother-in-law named Cleveland. Doctor, was he the president? S.P. Not much. He didn't know very much anyway. What kind of people are you? Doctor, we are all investigators. Do you know what becomes of the dead? S.P. They go to heaven, and see Christ and the Holy Ghost and the Father, sitting on the throne, and the people sitting at his feet. I love Jesus. I never loved anybody as much as I do Jesus. Doctor, you say it is 1883, that is 40 years ago. It is 1923 now. Why are you not in heaven since you have been dead all that time? S.P. I have not been dead. Doctor, you are dead only to the world, you lost your physical body 40 years ago. S.P. How do you know? Doctor, from your own words. We are now listening to what people call a dead person. You are talking through my wife's body, S.P. Seeing a spirit, who is that over there? Doctor, ask them who they are. S.P. There's Cleveland, my brother-in-law. Hell. What do you want, Mr. G? Hello, Cleveland. How are you today? S.P. Angrily, to Mr. G, you keep still. You don't know him. Mr. G. What was his business? S.P. He was a shoemaker. Mr. G. He was probably a good one. S.P. He was not nice to my sister. I don't like you, Cleveland. You always made trouble. Doctor, listen to what he says. S.P. To spirit, Cleveland, you devil, you. Doctor, that is fine talk for a Christian. S.P. God forgive me. God forgive me. Doctor, be serious and forgive Cleveland. S.P. I will never forgive him, never. He went away and took my sister with him. To spirit, you devil. You went away with my sister and it broke my heart when you took her. Not now, nor in the world to come, will I ever forgive you, no, not much. Get away there. Doctor, is that Christian charity? Is that the teaching of Christ? S.P. People forget themselves sometimes. Doctor, you will have to forgive him, and ask him to forgive you. S.P. I will ask forgiveness from Christ. From Cleveland I never will. Doctor, Jesus said, forgive, and ye shall be forgiven. S.P. Yes, but nobody practices it. I will pray and that will help. Doctor, no, it will not. Praying won't help you any in this case. You have been in darkness 40 years. S.P. Sometimes I have been a man, and sometimes a lady. Doctor, you have been obsessing people. S.P. Here, you Cleveland, you have no business to come here and torment me again. What have you done with my sister, you devil, you? Doctor, I thought you belonged to the Holy of Holies. S.P. Cora. Spirit, my sister. Why did you go with that man? I will never forgive him. I suffered so much. I thought you would be with me for the rest of your life. I promised mother I would take care of you all my life, then you ran away with that thing. You broke my heart. Doctor, what does she say? S.P. No, she says she loved him. There is no such thing as loving any man. Say, there's David, too. I suppose you think you are going to make up with me. Not much you aren't. I never will forgive you either. Doctor, who is David? S.P. My husband. Doctor, what was the matter with him? S.P. He was a fool. Doctor, for marrying you? S.P. The world is coming to an end. People are so full of sin that God does not know what to do with them. He will have to teach them in some way, so let us pray. I want to go to heaven. Doctor, do you think you have much chance of getting there? S.P. I will pray for you. You know, David, you were no good. I have had my troubles. Doctor, didn't you have any faults? S.P. No, I prayed to God. Doctor, doesn't your conscience bother you? S.P. My conscience? Doctor, yes. Doesn't it make you feel guilty? S.P. Cora, you always loved me, And you said you would always be with me for the rest of your life, and then you ran away with that thing. Doctor, what does she say? SP. Cora says, you did not let me go anywhere. It was always church, church, and you wanted me to pray all the time. I got tired of it, and then Cleveland came, and he promised to give me a home. He was very good to me. But I will not forgive him anyhow. Doctor, you were a religious fanatic, and your sister could not stand it. SP. She ought to love Jesus. Doctor, you have not found Jesus yourself. SP. I haven't found Jesus because I am not dead. Doctor, will you not believe what your sister says to you? Where did she live? SP. She lived in New York, then moved to Chicago. Doctor, ask her whether she is a spirit. SP. She says she's dead. To sister, you're dead, and you deserve it, too, because you became a spiritualist at the last, you crazy thing, you. I got mad at you because you ran around to spiritualist meetings all the time. That Cleveland took you because he belonged there and believed in spirits. Doctor, I am sitting here with my wife, and you, an invisible spirit, are talking to us through her. Doctor, does your sister say anything further? SP. She says, Lizzie, come to your senses. You don't need to tell me that. Shut up with you. They have crushed me. Doctor, were you always selfish? SP. No. David, he was a good man at times. He always worked and took care of me. I had a good home, but he did not want me to go to church so much. He wouldn't pay his money to the church, so I got mad and called him a stingy fool. I told him if he did not go to church and pay money to the Lord, he would go to hell, and there he is. Doctor, he is not in hell. SP. Yes, he is, but I don't see how he skipped out. David, you died a long time ago and I have prayed for you because I thought you were in hell, and you should have stayed there, because you did not pay any money to the Lord. Doctor, ask him if he has been in hell. SP. He says, no, there is no such place. You big fool, you are in hell. Doctor, you yourself are in the hell of ignorance. You are bound by selfishness and ignorance. SP. Now, David, don't you bother me. You go to hell, because you belong there. You did not go to church. Doctor, Jesus said, judge not that ye be not judged. SP. I have been born again in the blood of Jesus. I paid all the money I could to the church. Doctor, and kept yourself in ignorance. SP. I have been baptized, immersed, and I am one of the holiest. I was a good church member. I worked hard for my money and have suffered, so I will go to heaven when I die. Doctor, you never will really die. SP. David is dead. Doctor, if he himself were dead, he could not talk to you. SP. Cora died in Chicago. Doctor, if they are dead, how can they talk to you? ISP. Frightened. Why, they are ghosts. I forgot they are dead. Doctor, ghosts like yourself. You are a ghost. SP. But they are dead. Doctor, do they look as if they were dead? SP. No, they look much prettier than they did before. I suppose they are in heaven. To the spirits, have you folks seen Christ and God? Have you been in heaven with them? Doctor, what do they say? SP. They say, no. Then you are, I thought so, then you have been in hell. Have you? They say, no. Doctor, ask them if the body you are using is yours. SP. To invisibles, well, what are you looking at? Don't you know me? They say, not as I look now. How is that? Doctor, have I not been telling you that you are invisible to us, and that you are using my wife's body? SP. How? Doctor, spirits can control mortals as you are now doing. Jesus cast out unclean spirits. SP. Unclean. I'm not unclean. You insult me again. Doctor, you influenced that gentleman's wife, disturbed her life and made an invalid of her. Mr. I. Don't you recognize me? SP. Yes, you are a very good nurse, And I think I should like to have you nurse me again. Doctor, he was not nursing you, he was nursing his wife. S.P. We had such a nice bed, I just love it. You tell your wife that she must not get up, because if she does I can't stay. Doctor, you will never go there again. Mr. I. My wife is up now. She has been up the whole day. S.P. I want her in bed. Mr. I. She has been up since the doctor left this morning. She had to remain in bed for 9 months. That Indian girl made me laugh so hard that I could not stay with that nice lady. It makes me so mad. I was listening to what the Indian said, and I laughed so hard at her that I lost control of the lady. To Mr. One, what did you come here for? Doctor, he wanted to get rid of you. Mr. I came here to see you tonight. S.P. Coily, were you lonesome for me? Mr. I. Emphatically, no. S.P. I would like to go back with you, can I? Mr. L. No, you cannot. Doctor, you were very selfish, but you will not acknowledge it. S.P. Here's my sister Cora and her husband, Cleveland, and my husband, David. No, no. Oh, there's my mother. Did you come from heaven, mother? Are you happy in heaven, mother, with Jesus and God? Doctor, what does she say? S.P. She says, Lizzie, behave yourself. Now, mother, I was always a good girl to you. Mother says, you were always selfish, Lizzie. Doctor, that comes from your own mother. Your conscience tells you the same thing. You had a mean disposition, ask your mother. S.P. Mother, did you come from heaven? Mother, I'm not dead yet, so I can't go to heaven. I have to die before I can go there. Doctor, the Bible says, ye are the temple of God and the Spirit of God dwelleth in you. Where will you find that God outside of yourself? S.P. It says in the Bible that God sits on a throne, with Christ on his right hand. Doctor, the Bible says, God is love and he that dwelleth in love dwelleth in God. Where will you find such a God? S.P. In heaven. Doctor, Jesus said, God is spirit, and they that worship him must worship him in spirit and in truth. Did you do that? No, you simply accepted a dogma, and pretended you were saintly, but your conscience condemned you all the time, did it not? S.P. I was not happy. Doctor, your conscience tells you that you were a hypocrite. S.P. How do you know it does? Doctor, your actions show that. Does your mother say anything more? S.P. She says, Lizzie, behave yourself. What does she say that for? She was always after me, because she says I had such a tongue. Doctor, you must change your attitude, or the spirit forces will take you away and place you in a dark dungeon. S.P. God forgive me. I will pray. Doctor, you are not sincere. S.P. To Mr. I, will you forgive me? Doctor, if you are sincere in asking, he will. S.P. David, you were always good to me, but I was not always a good wife to you. I thought you were a devil, and I always talked about you. Yes, I did. Crying, Doctor, crying will not help you. S.P. David, I loved you anyhow. Do you like me, David? I was your dear little wife. He says, shame on you, and that I was nice when I did not have a temper. Doctor, now you must hurry and go. S.P. I want to ask that nice man to please forgive me. To Mr. I, will you? Mr. I. Yes. S.P. Cleveland, I was mad at you. You were good to my sister, but why did you go away? Why did you go to Chicago and take her away from me? He says his business was there. To Mr. I, will you forgive me? I mean it, I really mean it this time, will you? If I never meant it in my life before, I do now. Mother, will you forgive me? Will you? I love you. I was very selfish, I know now. I can see it now, I see everything now. My eyes have been opened. Oh, oh. Crying. Doctor, crying does no good. Listen to what your relatives say. S.P. Can I go with them to heaven? Doctor, forget heaven, and be sensible. You will never find God as you have imagined. You must be honest with yourself. S.P. I have never, in all my life, been so humiliated as I have been tonight. You forgive me, David, don't you? And you, Cora, and Cleveland, too? Doctor, do you know that you are in California? S.P. How did I get there? Doctor, you evidently have been dead some 40 years. No one actually dies, but the physical body is lost, and people call that death. S.P. Part of the time I have been walking, but for a very long time I have had such a good time in that nice bed. Doctor, yes, disturbing that gentleman's wife. S.P. But he has been so good to me, he's so nice. Doctor, aren't you ashamed to make an invalid of a poor mortal? S.P. David, will you take me along with you? Doctor, now you must go. S.P. I am going. Rising. Doctor, you cannot go that way. S.P. How in the world will I go then? That Indian girl won't take me away, will she? Doctor, she will teach you beautiful truths. S.P. But she laughed at me. Doctor, now think yourself with your relatives and you will be there. S.P. Now I will go. Will I see God? Doctor, forget that. You do not have the right understanding of God. S.P. Goodbye. After this, Mrs. I. recovered her strength and was soon walking and driving about. Chapter 10, Orphans. Various spirit orphans who have known no family ties during earth life, have been brought to us for aid, and these have usually been eager for knowledge and ready to accept the explanation of a higher life. A lonely orphan came to us one evening, a deserted waif, but observant, analytical and eager for understanding. Experience, May 25, 1921. Spirit, Minnie on the step. Psychic, Mrs. Wickland. Doctor, where did you come from? Spirit, I don't know. Doctor, what have you been doing? S.P. I don't know either. Doctor, should you not find out? S.P. What? Doctor, where you are, and where you came from? S.P. I don't know. Doctor, how long have you been dead? S.P. Dead? I don't know. I don't know anything. Doctor, has anybody come to you and told you that you have lost your body? S.P. No. I have been going around everywhere and talking. Doctor, to whom? S.P. To everybody I could talk to. But some way or another, they don't seem to pay attention to me. I go sometimes in a big crowd and think I will get hold of them all, and sometimes I get right up on the platform and begin to ask them what is the matter with me, but it's just like I was nobody, and I think I am somebody. I think I was good, but nobody wants me. Doctor, what can you remember before that time? S.P. Before that time? I was somebody. I am probably nobody now. Doctor, where did you live when you were somebody? S.P. Always in the same place. Sometimes I get so tired, then I go and lie down and sleep, and then it seems after I have slept, then I go on again. Sometimes I only go around and do not go any further. Doctor, has nobody ever come to you? S.P. I see people who think I am nobody. They do not notice me and do not think of me. Sometimes I feel miserable and another time I do not. Doctor, where is your mother? S.P. I don't know. Sometimes I go hungry and sometimes I get so hungry I beg of people. Sometimes I get something and sometimes not. If I can get in the kitchen, I get something to eat, and I eat much, then after that I go, and then it seems I am out again. Doctor, out where? S.P. Everywhere. Doctor, when you get something to eat, do you feel like somebody else? S.P. I go hungry, and I have to get something. Doctor, where do you get something to eat? S.P. It's the funniest thing. Always somebody else pays the bill, and I have nothing to pay. That's the funniest of all. I never pay for anything. Once in a while I do not get what I like, but I have to eat it. Sometimes I feel so bad after eating that I get real sick. I do not like things and I make faces. Sometimes I eat a lot and sometimes a little.